This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Protests continue and new ones have sprouted up in the United States despite the arrest of the white former police officer who held his knee on the neck of a black man who died in police custody. It was announced that Derek Chauvin has been charged with murder in the death of 46-year-old George Floyd. In that announcement, it was stated that the video camera footage that sparked the national outcry helped contribute to the arrest. The cell phone footage showed Floyd repeatedly moaning and gasping while he pleaded to Chauvin to kneeling on his neck, "Please, I can't breathe." After several minutes, Floyd gradually grows quiet and ceases to move. Chauvin and three fellow officers at the scene were fired Tuesday from the Minneapolis Police Department. In addition, it's anticipated that the other officers will be charged. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz apologized to CNN for the arrest of a network crew covering the violent protest in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd. Correspondent Omar Jimenez and two colleagues were handcuffed and led away by the Minnesota State Patrol while reporting live on the network Friday morning. Walz said that the CNN chief executive, Jeff Zucker, called him demanding to know why the crew had been detained. The crew was released within an hour. Walz said he took full responsibility and that keeping journalists safe as they cover the story is a top priority. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000 in the U.S. The figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone of 6 million globally, 1.7 million in the U.S. This is VOA News. Health officials say they're seeking to inform mass numbers of unknown people after a person who attended a crowded pool party over Memorial Day weekend at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks tested positive for COVID-19. Camden County Health Department said in a release that the resident of Boone County in mid-Missouri tested positive Sunday after arriving at a lake area a day earlier. Officials said there have been no reported cases of the virus linked to coronavirus in residents of Camden County where the party seen in videos and photos posted on social media took place. The federal government has cited a Georgia nursing home for taking longer than 24 hours to report that six workers have been hospitalized with the virus. The Federal Occupational Health and Safety Administration said Friday that its agency, it's the first citation for a workplace safety violation for the agency related to COVID-19. The agency proposed a fine of $6,500 for a violation it concluded was other than serious. The nursing home's administrator said she had not received the citation and declined to comment. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday that the government is not considering sanctions against China over the new security law in Hong Kong. Australia, along with several other countries, including the United States, criticized the new laws, saying that they would breach the 1984 agreement on the former colony and threaten its freedoms. Morrison reiterated this concern Friday and said that the government will provide support if needed to Australians in Hong Kong. Beijing is imposing national security legislation on Hong Kong after losing patience with the city's inability to enact such laws on its own, which Hong Kong is required to do under the terms of the handover from British to Chinese rule. The decision announced late last week follows months of sometimes violent anti-government protests. Taiwan's Constitutional Court decriminalized adultery in a landmark judgment on Friday. The ruling was aimed at upholding personal rights and privacy while scrapping a law that activists said discriminated against women. The law meant that those who had sex with married people or with a person outside marriage could face a year in jail. Many protesters in favor of abolishing the law were pleased with the news. Taiwan's scrapping of the adultery law follows South Korea in 2015 and India in 2018. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.